Hello and welcome to We Own This Town Music, the podcast for showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 202. This show is brought to you by We Own This Town, a podcast network of original entertainment and documentary content brought to you by Nashvillians. You can find insights about all the episodes from all of our shows over at weownthistown.net or at We Own This Town on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. Frankly, you can just open up your favorite podcast app and search for the words, We Own This Town. Everything we have will come up in there. Whatever's the most convenient for you, you know? If you want to be notified about new episodes, follow We Own This Town on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You want to click on things and listen to them in a web browser? Go to weownthistown.net. You want to have them fed to you automatically? Go in your podcast app. We got lots of options for you. And on the topic of We Own This Town shows, last week was a big week for San Dimas Today, our podcast dedicated to all things Bill and Ted. You see, last week, the teaser trailer for the third Bill and Ted movie was released. Bill and Ted Face the Music. Obviously, that's big news if your podcast is dedicated to Bill and Ted. So if you're into learning more about that teaser, some Easter eggs, some notes about it, etc., go check out sandimastoday.show. Larissa and Lauren also released an epic new episode of Into the Wormhole that takes a very concentrated look at the second half of the CBS series, Picard. They go deep, as you would imagine a podcast fueled by two Star Trek enthusiasts would. Check that out at intothewormhole.show, or, as previously mentioned, look it up on your favorite podcast app. But let's talk about this show, We Own This Town Music. This episode, we're back with another dose of local music. I've got 9 tracks queued up, and it's possibly one of our most eclectic episodes yet. If you can't tell, I'm saying that in an extremely positive way. I had to stop myself at 9 songs, and I'm happy to report that I'm building a very healthy backlog. So let's just get into the music, why don't we?
Song for the faint and the woe be gone. Shut your eyes and show your bruise. Sing it gently, ooh la loo. Keep your light on tonight, in case the sun doesn't rise. I'll be waiting under moon, singing gently, ooh la loo. And I can't think of any but you, so sing with me now, ooh la loo. Tell the ringing you heard weren't wedding bells. You hear them sing a secret tune, 1-2 baby, ooh la loo. Shut your eyes and show your bruise. Sing it gently, ooh la loo. Till we're pushing up daisies, me and you, bye bye baby, ooh la loo. We'll be right back.
from Jordan Lenning off his forthcoming album, Little Idols. We've played Jordan Lenning many times on this show before and even sat down with him for an interview episode a while back. That's volume 105 for anyone keeping track. His catalog of work has never failed to entertain. This track is the first single from an album entitled Little Idols, which it turns out is a concept record. Here's a quote from Lenning's Instagram. "About a year ago, I started writing and recording this project that slowly shaped itself into a story about two young people and their relationship over the course of about a week. This is the introduction to that story." I've had the pleasure of hearing the whole record, and it's a wonderful piece of work. Much like Ooh La Loom and a lot of Lenning's pop work, frankly, it's got a breezy and melancholy vibe to it. There's a lot of subtle instrumentation going on throughout, and I'm confident if you like that track, you're gonna love the album. No word on when that's set for release specifically, but with the first single out there, I imagine it won't be long. Oh, and vaguely related, but looking at his Instagram feed currently, it seems that he's been involved with a collaborative album between Daniel Tashin of the Silver Seas and Burt Bacharach? Not much more to report there, but I'm sure I'll be digging into that. Okay, Ooh La Loom is linked in the episode details. Go follow Lenning on Spotify. Next up.
All adults and children 6 months and older.
When I needed guidance, nobody was solid, just stated beside me in silence, watching my problems. We family, though ironically, I'm my own rock in these streets. Confidently, unapologetically, my vision can come off a fence. If I stepped off the fence, step in my office, convince what you can offer me, or get off of my D.I.B.I. Can't be stuck on your baby, I be like, she aight. I'm frontin' though, like the homies who looked out for the boy when the money low. And I fucked up the return, tryna do another show. They know I'ma get back, so they ain't trippin'. No accident if this shit is to happen, it's fruition. Wishing good, but if you pass me wrong, I'm glitching. Friction, put that on my passion, on a mission. Dripping, ain't got enough napkins up in this bitch. Pippin, you ain't gotta ask nothing, you listen. Listen, I had a little paper, I went through it. Went through a little paper for aesthetics. Ali said he was the greatest, boy, know it. I knew I was the greatest, boy, I said it. It's so easy, but it's difficult in the same. I'm pivotal in the rain, a visual when I sang. I'm literally to blame and responsible for everything in my life that makes me uncomfortable. I held myself accountable, you just counted me out. Caught you dancing, now I'm back, what you bouncing about? Go down on the couch looking for change. It's in between the seats, yeah, infinity I reach, yeah.
See, I got like this theory on disagreeing, you know. It ain't a bad thing, disagreeing is good if you do it right, you know what I mean? Like say somebody can argue something is a chair, and somebody else argue that's a stool, and I be like, nah, that's a seat, you know what I mean? A seat meaning that third truth, that third perspective that neither one brought to the table. Change lies in between those seats, you feel that?
This ain't no elevator music, it's stair music. Cause shortcuts not as therapeutic, you know. Brave heart, brave smart, not scared, stupid. Like I'm in a field cruising with a pair of Uzis rolling down Broadway.
That's dumb.
I told you this was God-made. The maker of this lemonade. You're sipping. Save your money, you been done paid. It's different. And lately it's been working out. A slim chance. I had to exercise my pimp hand. Put something new inside, like implant, followed by ING. Sim saying, gon' leave an imprint. Smoke to some Tim Jan. Go DJ, then dance. Whoa, D-A-M-N. They see the flow water, so me make them drench. I gave a fair shot, the rim bent.
You won't get no prize for this. 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 You won't get no prize for this. Won't get no prize for this. Get no prize for this.
What if all this effort for shit? Walk life, still end up stepping in shit. Bulletproof, just to lessen the risk. Telling the truth, get the messenger. Yeah, she cute, but she extra and shit. My ex is proof, I need an excellent bitch. Maybe you could be the next on the list to come through and get successfully dicked. Try not to move and make the rest of it fit. I ain't loose, wrist special, I pick fruit like I pick my friends. I leave a flower where it blooms. That pussy make me howl, let the moon. And your ass getting fatter than your friends. I know that shouldn't matter cause y'all friends. But don't none of this matter in the end. And while we here, we still gotta pay the rent. Damn.
You won't get no prize for this. 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 You won't get no prize for this. Won't get no prize for this. Get no prize for this. Get no prize for this.
You won't.
That was Petty with Prize for This off the 2019 single, Prize for This. We played Petty back on the 2019 wrap-up show when guest host Lance Konzett called out his Halloween concept record, How Low We In, as one of the best of the year. I enjoyed that release, but didn't really take time to go back and listen to the rest of the catalog, and damn, there is a lot to listen to. Aside from that Halloween record, there's another 2019 release called Bubba, and another 2019 release simply titled Dollar Sign, and if that weren't enough, there's another 10 individual singles from 2019. That is an unfathomable amount of work for one year. There's already a new single from 2020, and from the looks of his Instagram, a new album is on the way soon too. Prize for This is just one of the 10 individual singles released in 2019, and honestly, it was rough to pick a favorite. The persistently pushing forward beat and cadence sold me on this one, and that little interlude about chairs and stools, but plenty of other singles like Ass Out, Think in Peace, and Not a Love Song were also top contenders. Looking forward to the next release from Petty, but in the meantime, I'm going to continue to dig through the back catalog. Go follow him at Petty615 on Instagram and click through on the episode details to follow him on Spotify. All right, gonna switch gears here in a big way.
Okay. I bought this one. I'm supposed to buy a guitar.
People speaking, emotion true.
was High and Dry, I Am Fine, from Heavy Richard off their new EP, Tunes You Weigh In. There's something about that that is so loose and jangly and borderline about to fall apart, but those slack-jawed vocals, the little flute peppered in, and the Dr. Dog-esque vocals just reeled me in. What's really crazy about this Heavy Richard track is that it is not really indicative of the rest of the EP. There's another track on there that's roughly in the same genre wheelhouse, but then the third and fourth track go way off into some heavy psychedelic territory. It's a wild ride. There's literally no information on the Heavy Richard Bandcamp page about the band. No bio, no links anywhere, not really even a profile photo. Just a big picture of a hand. So I wish I could tell you what the heck is going on with Heavy Richard, but now you know as much as I do. The EP is not on any of the streaming services, so if you want to check out more of this eclectic release, hit up the Bandcamp, linked in the episode details. All right, switching it up again. Though anything after that track would have to be a change of pace, right? That was Los Angeles from Connor Youngblood off the 2018 album Cheyenne. I don't know how I slept on that for so long, but I don't think I was ready for it. The record is an extremely layered piece of work and quite tender throughout. The instrumentation is so sparse, but I'm just mesmerized by that undercurrent of melancholy and that dirge that weaves in and out. It's a beautiful track. And honestly, one track pulled out from the whole doesn't do it justice. Here's a snippet from the official press release from the record. Quote, "Where most musicians are relatively happy with picking up a guitar and sailing away on a few chords, young blood can be found darting from one instrument to the next. Cheyenne features no less than 30 different instruments, a harp, a bass clarinet, a tabla, and more, all of which are played by Youngblood on a record featuring no guests." End quote. I mean, a tabla? You don't hear a tabla too often. You can grab that record over on Bandcamp and check out some alternate cuts and B-sides from the record over on Spotify. There's also a single released earlier in 2020 entitled Australia to check out. I imagine that since this record was released in 2018, there's likely more Connor Youngblood coming right around the corner. I'll let you know. But in the meantime, go check out Cheyenne. A wonderful record. Beautiful, top to bottom. Definitely worth your time to listen to it in full. All right, next up.
I'm scared of getting pulled over because of someone else I look like. I'm scared of raising my voice because everyone will think that I'm gonna fight. This world was made for them. This world is made for me. How am I supposed to exist when a friend is an enemy? If I can't save myself, if it's all black and white, if I can't call for help in the middle of the night, if I can't turn to God and I can't turn to you, who do I turn to? Who do I turn to? By the young and they're innocent. I'm tired of turning on the news and wonder why it happened again. No one's putting out the fire, they only fan the flame. Tell me who's gonna make it right when the good ones are to blame. If I can't save myself, if it's all black and white, if I can't call for help in the middle of the night, if I can't turn to God and I can't turn to you, who do I turn to? Who do I turn to? Who's gonna watch over me?
That was Who Do I Turn To from Joy Oloticon, released as a single on June 5th, 2020. I caught wind of this one from the No Country for New Nashville's ongoing playlist of tracks, and wow. I mean, what can you say about that? The song is clearly about the extremely troubling experience that people of color have been experiencing for decades, a topic that is top of mind for everyone right now, but damn, her cracking voice in that song is just unbelievably mournful. It's very powerful. It's very real and raw. I get it. It should be, but absolutely powerful. That's the least you can say about that. Joy Alotican hails from Arizona, spent some time in Los Angeles, and now resides in Nashville honing her songwriting skills. There's four more singles up on Spotify from 2020, three more from 2018, and even more stretching back to 2016 with the full-length album Carrie. There's a track called Blame that came out in 2019 that has a video filmed at what I believe is the Hermitage Cafe down on First Avenue. Always nice to see a Nashville landmark make an appearance, particularly when Alotican is dancing on the counter. All right, great stuff. Really love that. Very impactful, for sure. Plenty more to hear from Alotican. Linked in the episode details. Please do yourself a favor and go check that out. Next up, another powerful one, but with a very different vibe.
When I was a young girl, I saw that pin against the wall. My sister, he had her by the hair. I never said a word. Nothing left when I was 8. Came downstairs and said
with I Was a Young Girl off their forthcoming self-titled debut album. Full transparency, my record label, YK Records, is releasing said album, so my inclusion of the track here is obviously somewhat biased. But I would caveat that caveat with the fact that I've known Black Bra singer Beth Cameron for some 25 years. We went to high school together. I literally saw her first band play in the high school cafeteria. I saw her previous band, Forget Cassettes, play their first show at IndieNet and saw countless shows after that. I am, without bias, a fan. This song is a nice showcase of the new musical direction she is taking with the Black Bra Band, a bit more on the dark and psychedelic tip than her previous work, but the song is lyrically both extremely pointed and vulnerable, a characteristic that she has had for years in her writings. Cameron has always had a penchant for using her music to channel frustrations, issues, and to use her voice, all capital letters there. The band released a lyric video for this just last week, and if you have a chance, go watch it. The song takes on a much more powerful stance once you're aware of the words. The album will be released in mid-July, but this track is now available on all the streaming services. The Bandcamp is linked in the episode details, but do go give them a follow. Okay, now that last part, that was biased. Okay, let us continue.
Big shit, shit, a weak shit, man, you know what I'm saying? Catch high nerve for all shit, man. yeah, yeah, ay, yeah. Jeffro got next in no cliff, it's B-Day, yeah. Do this shit in my PJs, yeah. I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake, yeah. Came by without my teammates, yeah. Won't buy without my teammates, yeah. I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake. Got cheap for sale, no rebate, Bend it up just like a relay, Can't pretend we had no wins, we spent weekends like a weekday, Can't give a nigga no leeway, Bro got flow like Seaway, 2017 I was broke, called Mike, he sent me a pack of that Speedway, He say, she say, never stop TJ, we make ends meet. Not Trey Uno rapper, yes sir, but I'm in Tennessee. A limiter on my vocals, only way niggas gon' limit me. I'ma go get it, no fiction, I'm in it, I gotta get it for my mini me. They wonder why the whole Tennessee is up, it's because the tide rises. Underestimated most of us, now it's up, cutting big slices. Wonder how we gon' fill the shoes of the vets when we wearing bigger sizes. And we bout to claim bigger prizes, realize that. Jeffro got next in no cliff, it's B-Day, yeah. Do this shit in my PJs, yeah. I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake, yeah. Came by without my teammates, yo. Won't by without my teammates, yo. I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake. Came by without my teammates, Won't by without my teammates, I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake. Came by without my teammates, Won't by without my teammates, I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake. Remake, flash. Don't need a retake, Giving a rhythm a beat break, Three on me feel like I'm D-Wake, Remake, This shit ain't nothing, no debate, Put in the work, I won't be swayed, If I pull up, I'ma be paid. I'm doing this for my guys. It's like a motion picture, and she got a habit. She like the Wonder Wise. You know I'm suited for ties. Put in the work, and you got it here first. I'm a chief, and I'm catching the highs. Nigga, no lies. Jeffro got next in no cliff, it's B-Day, yeah. Do this shit in my PJs, yeah. I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake, yeah. Came by without my teammates, yeah. Won't by without my teammates, yeah. I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake. Came by without my teammates, Won't by without my teammates, I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake. Came by without my teammates, Won't by without my teammates, I came up with B-Hus, we cut from a cloth you can't remake.
That was Tim Gent with Teammates, a brand new single released in June of 2020. I was all set to play a track from the previously released EP in every fall, but then this track just popped up, and I figured why not play the latest and greatest. I'm still familiarizing myself with the full body of work from Gent, but I'm loving this track. The beat is a bit ominous, and the verse is relentless. I love that quick cadence. I massively dig this track, and the rest of what I'm hearing from Gent is equally compelling. I just don't know how to articulate it in quite the right way. Really looking forward to diving into more of the back catalog, as I know there is a lot there. Go check out the rest of this, linked in the episode details. Plenty more. That EP is quite good. All right. We're going to end the show with two tracks that could not be more different. Here's the first. Thank you. Joe Piscopio with a brand new track off his forthcoming album In Bulk, entitled, well, I'm going to absolutely mangle this. It's the name of a province in Genova, Italy. Instead of just embarrassing myself, let's let the internet speak for me. That was Joe Piscopio with a brand new track off his forthcoming album In Bulk, entitled
Casarza Ligure.
Here's a bit from Joe Piscopio's Instagram about the record. Quote, I set out to make an album that would be good to use in, but not limited to, the following settings. Cooking in the kitchen, eating and relaxing with loved ones, daydreaming, back road road tripping, taking a walk with headphones on, and even walk-in music to play before showtime at a venue. I hope you enjoy these songs. I had a very beautiful and harmonious time creating them. End quote. Based on what we heard with
Casarza Ligure,
that sounds pretty accurate. I look forward to taking a walk while listening to this. The single is linked in the episode details over on Spotify. No word on when the full record will be released, but likely relatively soon. Okay, let's wrap up the show with what could not possibly be a more divergent song from that last one. Negative 4 from Medusa's Hairdresser off their brand new album, Doomsday Eve. We played a preview track from Medusa's Hairdresser back on episode 194, and I was happy to see that the full record is out now. It is a bombastic dose of metal and punk, as you would hope an album called Doomsday Eve from a band called Medusa's Hairdresser would be. Also, there's a track on the album called Salem Bitch Trials, and if that isn't your new favorite song title, well, that's a shame. If bands are ever able to play out live again, you know, sensibly, this would be one to see. The record's linked in the episode details over on Bandcamp, but it's streaming everywhere. All right, that's our show. As I said at the top, that was an eclectic one, and I'm real happy about it. Looking forward to keeping that going. Find us on the web at weownthistown.net or hit us up at weownthistown on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Send us a message. We always like to hear from you. The music bed for this show is by Upright T-Rex Music. Find them at uprighttrexmusic.com. Stay safe. Stay healthy. We'll talk at you soon. Bye.